The House's budget had presumed the passage of a 45-cent tobacco tax increase, which would have produced $78 million in annual revenue. The failure of the bill means House Finance Chair Eric Nelson will be forced to rework his budget bill, looking to other revenue measures, cuts to state government agencies, or tapping further into the rainy day fund.
You know what? We're just looking at all options. All options. Have been all along. You know, I couldn't have said it any more, and I think many of the members yesterday, that this is one of compromise and balance. Let's step up, people. Compromise and balance.
That compromise and balance wasn't achieved, as House Democrats shot down the tobacco tax Monday, arguing that 45 cents just wasn't enough. So, with that measure essentially dead, what's left on the table? One bill would create a tax on telecommunication devices, such as landlines and cell phones. There's also a proposed sales tax increase of up to 1% sitting in House Finance, although they've yet to take it up and pass it out of committee. That bill has been projected to fill $196 million of the budget gap for fiscal year 2017. Nelson says a measure that would implement that tax temporarily is just one idea. Other lawmakers, like Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall, say they'd be willing to take up that bill from Governor Tomlin, with the ability to sunset that tax at some point in the future. Yet Hall remains concerned such a measure won't pass in the House.
Because the challenge to me is, on the House side, and I'm not saying it's easy on this side, but I think it's a heavier lift on the House side to do a revenue measure. But if you can't get one out of there, what are our options? I mean, there aren't any that are good. I mean, nobody has an appetite for digging deeply into the only things left to cut significantly.
Over in the House, though, Delegate Patrick Lane has proposed a slew of bills that are full-on cuts, everything from a moratorium on state vehicle purchases to the elimination of the Higher Education Policy Commission, as well as closing the Licensed Racetrack Modernization Fund, among other measures. All in all, Lane has proposed 9 bills to cut state spending. Some have questioned Lane and others' ability to introduce legislation outside of the governor's call, but he says the specific call for a budget allows lawmakers to introduce bills of their own.
Well, I think clearly when the budget is the subject of a special session, then all of the operations of government are on the table. And case law going back to 1888 has consistently reinforced that notion that while the governor can set the broad subject, he or she cannot limit the way in which the legislature deals with that subject.
In lieu of cuts and additional tax increases, there's been another bill introduced that's quite unlike any other measure. Delegate Mike Pushkin has introduced a bill to decriminalize marijuana in West Virginia. It's been referenced to 3 committees, which makes it all the more complicated to get pushed through. Still, Pushkin feels it's not an unreasonable measure.
Because of the downturn of coal, the low price of gas, and in my opinion, hundreds of millions in cuts, corporate tax cuts over the years, we have a huge financial crisis going on in West Virginia. That's no secret. The options we've been presented are massive cuts to a lot of government programs that it's going to hurt people. The other option are tax hikes. Nobody wants to raise taxes. And during the special session, just to put another option on the table.
But it's clear, despite the failure of the tobacco tax, there are options that remain. Whether the final budget comes in the form of cuts to state spending, revenue measures, or tapping heavily into the rainy day fund remains to be seen. 8 days into the special session and counting, not one bill has made it to Governor Tomlin's desk as the clock keeps ticking towards June 30th. In a potential government shutdown. In a news release, Senate President Bill Cole slammed House members for being unwilling to pass measures that have made it through the upper chamber. House Minority Leader Tim Miley remains hopeful, saying that he's been working with Republican leadership to make something happen, and soon.
We had a good meeting today, the Speaker and I, and so I think there's some positive movement that you'll see in the next day or two going forward on some issues that perhaps before yesterday seemed to be at an impasse.
Miley wouldn't specify what those issues and the potential related measures might be. Governor Tomlin has said he isn't interested in tapping heavily into the rainy day fund, but he would consider extending his call on bills that might make it through during their special session on a case-by-case basis. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich at the State House.